What is up, everybody? We finally got this working. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. You just had to be my friend. You just had to be my friend. But we got it going, guys. What is up, everybody? Is your favorite white boy, Chris Scavoli. You're listening to the Scavoli Tano Show, where Star Wars gets weird. Because it gets weird on this show. We talk about pickles. We talk about why of pickles. We just get a little freaky on this show, and I love it. I like when we get a little freaky. Yeah, that's what we do on this show. We get freaky. But we have a very special guest here today. She is so talented. I don't know how she does her artwork. I'm going to ask her on this show tonight, because like I'm just like amazed of how she does it and what she does with it. Her name is Kara, but her Instagram name is Sacred Something by Kara. See, I got that right. She thought I was going to get it wrong. She had her doubts, guys. She had her doubts. Kara, are you there, my friend?
I am. Hello. How you doing?
I'm still alive, Kara. How are you?
I'm same here. I'm doing pretty good. Thank you.
Well, thank you
Thanks
for
for
coming.
having me.
You're welcome. I was just going to say thank you for coming on, but you beat me to it, Kara. You just want to take over, Kara? You want to answer me questions? But I hope everyone's good in your family with Corona and everything. I hope you guys are staying safe. I don't know where you are. Are you in? You're East Coast, right?
Yeah, I'm East Coast.
Oh,
Yeah.
okay. Where in the East Coast?
Jersey, New Jersey.
Oh my God, Kara, I'm in New Jersey.
Oh,
Kara, do not do this to me. Do not do this. What town in New Jersey, Kara?
I'm like near, kind of close to Bridgewater.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Are you fucking serious, Kara? Are we doing having this conversation right now? I'm literally dying inside right now.
Where are
I'm
you?
in Belleville. It's right next to Newark.
Oh, sure. Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Oh my
Very
God,
cool.
Kara, we got to get together. Oh my God, my emotions are running high this episode, guys. I never thought I would meet a new New Jerseyan on this show.
Yep,
Never
that's
thought.
me.
Oh my God, you should have told me that in the beginning. You just wanted to save it for the show. You just wanted to get a reaction.
I didn't know you were from Jersey. I really didn't.
That's what they
That's
all
awesome.
say. That's what all people say.
I really didn't.
That's what real New Jerseyans say. Oh, we
Yeah,
didn't know you
right.
were from here, but we were your neighbor. We were neighbors. Oh my God, that's so awesome.
That's
Let's not talk
funny.
about Star Wars this episode. Let's just talk about how we're gonna meet. All right, so I think after Corona, we like get a cup of coffee or something,
Sure.
like a latte, like a chakalaka or something, like a chocolate, you know? Oh my God, this is so exciting. I'm gonna meet a friend.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm blushing. My white cheeks are just being red from now on. Oh. But anyway, we'll talk about this more later because this is very exciting in my life. Very exciting. As we can collab, do a YouTube video together. Oh my God, I got ideas. Guys, I have ideas. Oh my
Running
God.
wild, yeah.
Running wild right now. I'm like a naked baby Yoda. A naked one. You all
Sure.
saw, we saw all that on Instagram where the guy took off baby Yoda's outfit from Slideshow Collectibles. We all saw that. We all
Oh,
saw it.
I might have missed it, but
Oh, I'll send it to you if I still have it. He just was naked, just running around. I was like, my God. Dear Lord, you baby have no shame. First you eat eggs, and now you do this. Now you do this.
Right.
But Kara, we got to get into the show. Enough about our New Jersey talk. You know, later we'll talk about this, definitely. I have plans. Big plans. So, Kara, first off, thank you for coming on the show, my fellow New Jerseyan.
Thanks again.
Oh, you're welcome. Now we're New Jerseyans together.
Yep.
But my first question is to you, because we're all big Star Wars fans on the show, and we all have our artwork that we made. I have some, a lot of people do cosplaying. I love everybody on this show. But I never had your kind of style artwork on my show. This is the first time ever I saw artwork like yours that is different from people I usually buy from. You know what I mean by that?
Sure, yeah.
So if you want to tell us, or you can not tell us, you don't have to. What do you do? How do you make your artwork?
Yeah, so I'm a collage artist. So basically, everything that I do is done physically with paper and glue. I don't really have a lot of tech skills, so it's not digital, it's not Photoshop. I just make it all with like pieces of magazines and yeah. So yeah, I'm a collage artist at heart. I've been doing it for a long time. So basically my medium is just paper and Yeah, that's kind of how it goes.
Wow, I thought she was gonna have like a big speech. Like she was like, you know, I do this when I know it's paper and a magazine, and then I just paint myself on it, and there you go, people.
Pretty much, yeah, you just move it around and rearrange it until you
It
like what it
looks
looks
good.
like, and then you glue it down. Yeah, that's pretty much it.
That's awesome because I never thought you could do that. I knew you could do that, but I'm like, I would suck at it. I would put like Kylo Ren's head up top or like Rey's body. Like I would just make funny ones, like Baby Yoda's body and
Sure.
like Obi-Wan's head. Like that would be funny.
Right. I mean, I'm really bad at drawing, so collage art is really pretty much the only art that I'm good at. I can't like paint or draw or anything like that. So
Oh my God, me either. Oh my God, fellow New Jerseyans. I don't think New Jerseyans can paint or write. So my God, this is in common. This is what we're getting people in common. Big plans. Big plans. So my next question is to you, what is your favorite piece you have created or you're going to create? Remember, this episode won't premiere until like February.
Oh, that's
So
true.
You don't have you could say it now if it comes out in January or like February, like in the beginning of February.
Sure. I mean, definitely my favorite thing that I've ever created is definitely my zine. That's not exactly the same as my collage art, but it's definitely the thing that I'm the most proud of. So yeah, I would have to say my zine, but as far as my collage art goes, I don't know. I've made so many at this point, but I think my favorite is honestly the first one. The first ones that I ever made were 2 8.5 by 11 pieces of Galen Erso and Orson Krennic from Rogue One, and it was kind of made as a set, so they go together. And I think they're still my favorite. You know, I made them so long ago at this point, but they're two of my favorite characters, and I love their relationship. So I put a lot of thought into the patterning work on the in the pieces and stuff. So I think probably that is still my favorite collage art for sure.
Oh, that's awesome. That's really
Yeah,
good.
for sure.
Because it's always it's your first piece that gets stuck with you. It's
That's
your like
true.
that's what gets you off, like people notice that, the first one you ever made, you
Right.
know?
Yeah, definitely.
So what is a zine? I don't know
Yeah.
what a zine is.
Oh, sure. So a zine is basically it's a handmade magazine. So fanzines have been in existence since the 50s and 60s and 70s even, like with Sherlock Holmes, and then with Star Trek it was a huge
Oh,
thing.
okay.
So basically it's like the way that a lot of fans communicated before there was the internet. So there have been Star Wars fanzines since May of 1977, since like right when the first movie came out, the Star Trek fans kind of started moving over to Star Wars and making zines. So it was predominantly a lot of the times it was a place for fan fiction. I don't know if that would be what it was even called at the time, but it was a lot of fan fiction. Mine is not really fan fiction. It's more like a magazine with like reporting and interviews and stuff like that. Yeah, and it was like always in the 70s, like in and 80s, early 80s was like a place people could talk about their theories and just kind of find like-minded fans again, like in a pre-internet world. So I kind of discovered that I made zines. I mean, zines are also largely like it's an art form. Like there's poetry zines and there's art zines and there's like people like small press comic books and like the world of zines is much larger than what I'm even talking about. But yeah, so I make a monthly handmade magazine, and at the end of last month, I hit 254 subscribers that I send it out to every month. And yeah, so I'm about to put the 19th issue into press, and it was my first full year of zines this year. And yeah, so it's just a handmade magazine, and it's my pride and joy,
Oh,
basically.
that's awesome. I loved hearing that. I loved hearing your journey, fellow New Jerseyan. Loved
Yeah, for
hearing it.
sure.
I just, you know, I'm trying to get into like, I know we're talking and like now we're like in the future, but we're right in the present right now.
Right.
Like, I'm trying to start blogging and stuff like that.
Right, sure.
Like, doing my YouTube, having Baby Yoda go steal some chicken nuggets at McDonald's or something,
Very
you know?
nice.
Like,
Sure.
yeah, right. But yeah, I just want like that's why I like to hear what you got going on, your zines. Like I can't do any of that, but like I could like at least do something not like yours, but like do like a blog. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, basically, a zine is kind of like a blog. It's just that I make it physically instead of putting it online. So it's almost like I went backwards in time as opposed to staying current with the times.
That's like, I'm going backwards. I know the easiest way is to write it, but like I like to make pictures and
exactly.
Like, and people are going to do it that way.
Yeah, it reminds me of like how people started in the past like 5 or 10 years started buying vinyl again. It's kind of like that, basically.
Went backwards. Now everybody like buys vinyl but doesn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I buy a vinyl, like some of my favorite artists I buy, but I don't know what to do with it. It's like just a collector's item. And then my mom yells at me, like, why did you buy it? Why?
Like, they're very pretty. The art is always nice and stuff, you know?
It is. Yeah. It is. But I don't have a vinyl player, so I don't know what I'm going to do with it. So my last question to you, Kara, before we cut to break. So the zine. Mm-hmm. So you said you have 250, right?
Yeah, just about that. Well, yeah, at the end of this year, that was the number I hit. Yeah.
Oh, excuse us. All right. All right, fellow New Jerseyan. All right. Killing it. Yeah. So before we cut the break, how can people subscribe to your zine?
Yeah, so the best thing to do is to find me on Instagram at Sacred Something by Kara, and the link in my bio has an order form where you can subscribe to the zine and then also all of my collages and stuff like that. So yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, that's easy, guys. Just go to her bio, like I'm going to go right now, subscribe, and just get free zines because I ain't paying for it. We're fellow New Jerseyans, Kara. We're
fellow. Yeah, the postage will be cheap, right?
The postage will be cheap. But guys, we got to cut the break real quick. We're going to have more talk with my fellow New Jerseyan friend, Kara. Yes, I said it, New Jerseyan, first New Jerseyan on this show. That's not me. Just putting it out there. Big plans me and Kara got. We don't know what we're doing yet, but after Corona, we're going over for tea. We're coming over. That's what we're doing. That's what we're doing with our lives now. But guys, you guys are listening to the Scavoli Tano Show, the most important show, and we'll be right back with Kara after this quick message from your local Scavoler. What is up, everybody? You are back. You just listened to my sexy voice and a tune by me. That's all I got. But we are back to the Scavoli Tano Show, the most important show. We are back, guys, with fellow New Jerseyan, Kara, DJ.
Hi again. Hello.
There you go. Hello, it's me. Hello there. It's me.
Hello there.
There you go. You gotta say it with the British accent, Kara. Come on.
Hello there.
Oh, dear Lord. Kara, get off the show, Kara. God damn
it. I know.
Kara.
Sorry.
See, this is why New Jersey gets hated on.
Oh, this is why.
This is why, I know, right? We have good times on this show. We have good times. So, Kara, we were talking about your zines, your magazines, your subscriptions. Like, you beat me over subscriptions. Excuse me. All right. So we're going to get into a little Star Wars coming, because I know you do a lot of Star Wars art, and your favorite pieces was Jane Erso. So who are your top three favorite Star Wars characters, and why?
Wow, yeah, that's tricky. I would say, I mean, it's hard to not say Luke. I really, 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 really like Luke a lot, so that would probably have to be number one. Number two, it has to be Leia. And number three, honestly, it's, you know, I think Orson Krennic is number three. I'm really, really into that guy. So yeah, Luke is just the best. Like every time I watch A New Hope, I fall for the whole story all over again. Like I've never seen it before. And his arc from A New Hope to Return of the Jedi and then coming back in The Last Jedi, the whole thing is just so beautiful and it means so much to me. As far as Leia, she's just like the person that I hope to be, and Carrie Fisher's incredible, and that's kind of self-explanatory, I think. And then as far as Orson Krennic goes, I think he's just a really complicated villain. I think the way that he was acted by Ben Mendelsohn is like really underrated, if that's possible. Every time I watch it, I'm impressed by it. And I think that his story and reading Rogue One Catalyst, that novel was incredible and gave a lot of background on the character. So yeah, I think those would be my top three, at least now. If you ask me again next week, it might be different, but
don't worry. I'm coming to by Bridgewater, right?
Yeah, right.
Coming there. I'm going to find you. Don't worry, Kara. I'm coming to hunt you down now. Fellow New Jerseyan, we're coming to get you. So my next question is to you, because you say Rogue One and the Return of the Jedi, the New Hope. So what are your top three favorite Star Wars movies and why?
Yeah, I mean, number one is definitely, hands down, Return of the Jedi. I love it so much, so much. And I think Luke in that movie is, it just takes my breath away. Honestly, I don't even really know how to describe it, but I just love Return of the Jedi. I love the brother-sister connection that him and Leia have in that revelation. And I think it's just really a feat of storytelling, and the end of Anakin's arc is also incredibly meaningful to me. So that's number one. After that, I could just kind of toss them up and pick one out of the air and it would be a good number two. like that's honestly,
just going to throw them all up in the air and then just pick
one. Like, it's, you know, when I think about it, like the one I would most want to watch would be Return of the Jedi. And then second would probably be A New Hope. I think the beginning of the story is really amazing. And then honestly, number three would probably be Empire. I hate to make it all original trilogy, but I think those are just the three that I revisit the most frequently. But Return of the Jedi is the top, and then the rest of the list changes from month to month, for sure.
After I watch it, that's my favorite. Oh, I like that one. Yeah, that's my favorite. But I like this one. No, that's my favorite, too.
Exactly.
They're all my favorites. The OG movies are the best movies, I feel like.
Yeah, it's special. I have a friend that says his favorite is whichever one he's watching. So
I hope that's not with the news, the sequels that just came out. I think that's how you say it, the sequels, I think. Probably like the 7, 8, and 9. Like, I don't think anyone likes them really.
I mean, I do. So
you do?
Yeah.
Oh, New Jerseyans. I don't really like them that much.
Well, you're allowed to not like them. That's fine.
Yeah, I don't. They're not my favorite. You know, I didn't get it.
Sure.
Get them. But yeah. So with that, I'm going to ask you some Star Wars questions.
Yeah, go ahead. Please do.
So my first question, it's going to be butchered. It's so going to be butchered. The worst host. So in The New Hope, what does Luke look up to in the first scene?
Wait, is this literally like trivia?
Probably. Probably. No, wait, let's rephrase it. Let's redo the questions. Okay. Questions. It's like trivia, but it is like trivia. Bad host. Bad host, Chris.
I just didn't know that was happening. I thought we were just going to talk about what we liked and stuff. I mean, I guess we could do that, but I don't know.
No, we're not going to play a game. I thought about it. And then I didn't tell you that we were going to play a game.
Yeah, I'm not prepared.
Not prepared. It's okay, guys. Sorry, no game today. I'm sorry. I know I broke your feelings. So you were talking about Luke before. This is how we're going to switch it up. You were talking about Luke before. What is your favorite Luke moment?
That's really easy for me. In Return of the Jedi, when he comes back to where the rebels are like assembling, and he sees Leia and she says, "What's wrong?" And he says, "Ask me again sometime." That's my favorite moment.
Just ask me again later.
I think it's a really early example of her being connected to the Force, and their brother sister connection is really beautiful. And I just love it. I just love it a lot.
It is. I'm not a fan of Luke's. But they did have a good connection between Leia and Luke.
Yeah.
What else was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you, so in the movies, you see that not Beats Vader, but Anakin comes back to the light. Do you think anything could have been changed in the movies? One thing you could have changed in your favorite movies. So you're talking about 4, 5, and 6. In 4, 5, and 6, would have you changed anything in the movies?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I would have liked more Leia. That's easy, I guess. But I don't think I would really change much of anything. I think that they tell the story in a pretty masterful way. But yeah, I would always like to see more Leia content.
Yeah, she doesn't get enough credit, I feel.
Yeah,
like,
well, Leia. Yeah.
I guess. So my other question to you is, so if we know Luke was alive in episode seven, did he die in episode 7 or episode 8?
8.
Okay, so he laughs. All right, yeah. Now it's coming back to me. So do you think in those movies, Luke is the chosen one?
I mean, the whole chosen one thing is really complicated, and I honestly don't think that we've even seen the end of that story yet, so it's hard to say, but I do think that Anakin is the chosen one, as far as my knowledge tells me. That's
yes.
Yeah,
that's why we love New Jersey. Yes.
I mean, I don't have enough information to say what, like, George Lucas had in his brain, but I'm pretty sure that it's Anakin as far as the story has told. I don't know.
There you go. Good job, my young Padawan. Good job. I'm petting you in the air right now. Good Kara, New Jersey. Good Kara. So my final question to you, Kara. Do you know who Ahsoka Tano is?
I'm familiar, yeah.
Okay. I hope you do. Hope you know her. No questions, though. I'm not going to ask you questions about her. So in The Rise of Skywalker, we all hear voices.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we hear Luke's, we hear Yoda, we hear me, we hear me, we hear Kara. And then we hear Ahsoka's, you know, but we all know that Ahsoka's alive in some point of the timeline. In Mandalorian, she's alive, you know? So do you think Ahsoka Tano is alive in episode 9? I want your theory on it.
It's hard to say. I don't think we know yet. I know that Dave Filoni said that just because her voice was in there doesn't mean that she's not alive. So I would just look to Dave Filoni for the answer to that, I guess.
Dave, we got to talk to you. Dave, let me call him. Hey, fellow New Jerseyan right here. I don't know if you're from New Jersey, but you are with me now, New Jerseyan. But yeah, so you think you don't know anything about it. You don't, your theory is that just leave it up to Dave.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that we've been told the end of her story yet. And I think we're probably going to see more of it sooner than later, apparently. So it'll be interesting to watch it unfold for sure.
It is. I'm so excited. My baby's going to be back on screen. I just want to hug my cardboard cutout right now. Just hold it. I think I'm going to do that after the show. Definitely going to hold you. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. So with that, one more question. I just want to know if you're on the same page as I am. Bo-Katan is badass. Agree or disagree?
Oh, agree. Of course. She's amazing. All right. Yeah.
All right. Just making sure. I might have to come to Bridgewater and beat you up, Kara, for that comment.
But I agreed.
I know. Okay. If you didn't.
Oh, okay.
Have to come there, steal your Zanes, get all my subscribers back and everything. Take what's back, like my Darksaber.
Sure.
Bastards. You all bastards. So, Kara, before we end, where can everybody find you on social medias and your magazine? If people haven't heard the first half of the show, where can they subscribe to you?
Yeah, so everything's on Instagram. I'm not really on any other social media than that right now. So Instagram is Sacred Something by Kara, and all the order forms are at the link in my bio, or you can direct message me there or email me at sacredsomethingbykara@gmail.com. Yeah, and I'll give you all the info you need.
There you go. She's such a sweet New Jerseyan. She really is.
Thanks.
She just gave you all the information, and I bet you not one of you will go there. You will just reach out to her. Like, how can I subscribe to her posts? She just said it, people. She just said it. God, this is what we got. This is what we deal with. But guys, you can follow me on Instagram, Chris_Scavoli, at the Scavoli Tano Show on Instagram. The Scavoli store, guys, I got a store going. You know, I sell Star Wars pins. Check those out. I got Vader versus Ahsoka on there, a helmet, Mando and the child. Wherever he goes, I go pin is up there. Grade B pins for the Padawan versus Master. Get up there. And then more designs coming soon. Maybe in February I'll have more designs because this won't come out till February. but yeah, guys. And guys, you can follow me on Twitter at the Scavoli Tano Show. On Facebook for all you old wrinkly motherfuckers that don't know how to use Instagram or Twitter. Add me as a friend on Facebook. I accept almost everybody because I want to be your friend. Unfortunately, that's how I go. That's how I roll. But thank you so much, Kara, for coming on the show today.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate all your work, my fellow New Jersey, and make me proud, all right? You're making me proud already.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. And guys, you're listening to the Scavoli Tano Show, the most important show. And I'll miss you guys. Be safe out there. Don't die from corona. Wash your balls, because you got to scrub down there. And yeah, we're out, motherfuckers. Bye.